A winter storm that blanketed most of Louisiana in snow and ice, shutting down roads, schools, and businesses, took a toll on the state's strawberry crop. As temperatures rose following the freeze, Ponchatoula strawberry farmer Eric Morrow pulled back the row covers that protect his crop to survey the damage.
We probably got some red berries that we saved and some green fruit, but we lost most of all the blooms that we had.
It takes anywhere from 21 to 35 days for new flowers to set fruit. So Morrow said it will be the middle of March before he has another good crop of strawberries.
This will just delay it a little bit, and we'll have a lot of berries for our March and April traditional season.
Morrow started picking fruit in November, but he has had to protect his crop for much of the winter. Regina Bracey, director of the LSU Wax Center's Hammond Research Station, said the winter has been so cold that farmers have had to keep their strawberries covered, uncovering them only to pick and spray.
Well, it's making the crop more expensive to produce because the farmers are having to provide cold protection.
Strawberry farmers generally get a better price for their earlier berries. But Bracey says the next batch of berries may come at a time when Florida is wrapping up the peak of their strawberry season and before strawberry crops from Georgia and South Carolina come in.
We're hoping that if their berries fall in and we don't have the competition from Florida, that the price will remain good throughout the season.
With the LSU Wax Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.